make you happy. I'll make you happy. I'ma make you happy.
Tell me how you want it, baby. Tell me how you want it, baby. Tell me what you want. I'ma make you happy. I'll make you happy. I'ma make you happy. Tell me how you want it, baby. Tell me how you want it, baby. Tell me what you want. I'ma make you happy. I'll make you happy. I'ma make you happy.
Thank you so much, Asha, for joining me this morning. It is such an honor. It is such an honor to have you here. Such an incredible honor.
Thank you for having me too.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah,
and it's the week leading into International Women's Week, so this is great. Let me just kickstart this off. You're an internationally celebrated artist, and you're a music icon, for lack of a better intro. And it's a pleasure for me on the lounge and the lounge to host you today. Karibu, as you say, Nairobi, or welcome. Now, I'm taking it back a little bit to when you were here for our Karuga Festival before the lockdown. And it was such a huge festival that everybody in the office, once they heard that you're interviewing Asha, please say hello. And you left us missing and wanting more of Asha. How does it feel, first of all, to connect with your Kenyan fans again?
Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, the last time I was in Kenya, we were like the Beatles. It was amazing, you know? And I want to come back. It's always awesome. I don't think I've come enough. I should come more, you know, the love that we were shown was, you know,
you saw me.
I had a bust. I had to cry because it was just
phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we definitely felt you. Now, how do you like to introduce yourself to your fans and to the world?
Hi, my name is Asha.
I'm a singer. I'm from Nigeria. I'm 5'4", maybe 6. I don't know. I'm joking. I don't know how. I mean, I it's very simple. Pretty simple.
I'm single.
All right. Now, away from the spotlight, yeah. I've read that you enjoy serenity in nature and water bodies, and that you are also a keen motorcyclist. Right. Tell me more about how you create a balance in your busy life and schedule.
You know, when I'm not on stage, I really enjoy a quiet life. I love it. I think it's something that I jealously guard. I'm naturally like that, naturally quiet when I'm not performing. I could stay for maybe 24 hours and then I'll sing a word. You know, but I enjoy it. I enjoy reading, thinking. I enjoy having, you know, livestock at home around me, animals. I could go on for days without getting bored. I'm bored.
I didn't play in the phone. Like, you can enjoy being by yourself. Hello. But I mean,
I understand it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know? I have an older brother. He's like, how do you do it? How do you do it?
I could never stay in the house. I could do it.
But I enjoy it.
I think I have
the best of both
worlds. It's also one of
my happiest moments. You know, I enjoy being on stage. I enjoy it more than being in the studio. Enjoy it, you know, that's when I want to see people.
That's when I want to
give everything myself.
Now, it's been 3 years since the release of your last project, Lucid, in 2019. And how would you say the lockdown affected or maybe inspired your latest release in Project V or Five?
Yes. Yes, the lockdown. This is a lockdown album. This album, Five, was born out of lockdown, was created with that time, because we will never have this time ever again. And who knows? I made an album that was, you know, half and half a new territory for me. I opened my doors to meeting people that if the tour, you know, because my tour had to be canceled by everyone else's, but you know, I had about more than 40 shows around Europe, and it was canceled, and I had to come back home. But this was a blessing for me, because since my first album, I actually haven't been at home longer than 3 months in a year, you know, and I never had the time to form relationships, to form friendships with other creatives. I was always on the road. I was always touring, so it was good to meet people, and really it was initially just to meet, to chat, to vibe of each other, and then, you know, I didn't have a plan. I didn't plan to record an album. It just started happening. It just happened, and I just realized, well, there's an album here, you know. I didn't think of recording an album. Even if I wanted to, this wasn't how I figured, you know, I thought it will go. This wasn't the way I thought it will go.
Well, I do have to say congratulations on the release of it. Thank you for explaining how it came about. Tell me, why the title?
Because it's the fifth album.
Right. And the themes around it? And the themes around, we're being nosy here, because I know it was like, did you ask her this, child? Can you ask her this?
Why V, right? Why, yeah. Why Five?
Yeah.
I know. Someone also asked me the question, and I said, it's the fifth album. I said, oh, I thought it was going to be something mysterious. So, no, it's just the fifth album. It's the fifth studio album. I have seven recordings. Well, official ones, and so this is the fifth studio album, yeah. And V5 because it's number five.
All right,
it's, well, there it's you as go. Simple.
As simple as that. And now we have, and now we've got the answer. Now we've got the response to that. We're going to come back with some more from Asha very, very, very shortly. We're talking about her brand new album, her fifth studio album. We learned a little bit about Asha as well. She loves to be in nature. And you know what it's like on the show? I'm always like, go into nature, reconnect. Back with Asha in just a little while.
La, 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 la. Rest away in the night when the light's out. Let's go away to an island far away. You and I, we live here together. You and me, my forever. Ay, 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 ay. Plenty of vision, but windows say nothing but I love, nothing but I love, nothing but love when we give. Cause windows say we'll never make it. Them say, but I love will never.
teeing off to the best mix of music all weekend long. Capital FM and the Magical Kenya Open.
Capital FM.
Back with you, Asha. Thank you so much for joining us from Lagos. And, you know, this brings me to my next question. Of course, if you've not checked out her brand new album, please do so. V or Five, we just heard why, the name, you know, why she chose this name. But for the first time, Asha, you worked on the entire album in your homeland. You were in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, I know this was, you know, yes, part of the pandemic. This was born out of the pandemic. But how did that feel? And how different would you say this new album is from the former one? I'm talking about the writing process. I'm talking about production. I'm talking about inspiration behind the songs.
Very different. But, you know, it's still me, still Asha, still all of my essence. But it's definitely different. Being at home, recording, and just wake up and go into a studio, you know, as opposed to how I'll do it in the past, which is write all the songs here or wherever I am and go to Paris or the UK and record, because I had my producers there. But no, it was different. I worked with at least the producer was 18 at the time you recorded this. So yeah, he's a whiz kid, and his musical knowledge is so broad. You know, he's a genius with the piano, and it was very different. Brought something new and fresh to the sound. And again, you know, like I said, this was born during the pandemic. You know, it came with the emotions that comes this time with the fear, uncertainty, some kind of happiness. So there was a lot of, I felt a lot of, you know, joy and happiness also during this time. But of course, there was this up and down, because it was, what is this? What do I say? What can I say that I haven't said? What are people listening to now? You know, all of that. And then, you know, some kind of uncertainty about the future, about love. This is where I'm going. God, was this the plan? Like, you know, I'm still here. I'm still searching. You know. So all of these emotions are put in this album, which in the past is they're very different. If you've seen, if you look at my works, it's been an evolution. I always evolve, and I actually just go with how I feel, from the first album up to now. The first album was more outward, more worldly, what's going on. And then the second album, yay, you know, okay, relax a little bit. And then the third is go back into your beginning, how you started your journey as a young person in France, the difficulties being Black in another world. And the fourth album is really about love, mixed with the third, heartbreak, finding love and losing it. And the fifth is just, you know what? You know, this is it. I don't know. Do what you want.
Thank you so much for taking us through this through this whole, you know, your journey, your musical journey, and the themes behind all your previous albums to this point. Now let's talk about Mayana and Ocean, which are the lead singles of your album, which have both had an impressive run across Africa and beyond. Now tell us about, if you could, about the success of the singles, and perhaps if you could, the specific inspiration behind each song.
Mayana, you know, on this album, actually, the music really did influence a lot of the songwriting. Because for me, music already creates a picture for me. I write as if I'm writing a movie screen, a movie script. And so the music, the colors really did put me in a literal island. And I found myself stowing away at night. And I said, if I'm on the island, you know, who would I rather be with a lover, you know, having a great time, sipping coconut water and just not worrying about the world. But I think more the thing about the V5 is really, it's about the vibes, you know. I'm touching more on the vibes here. I'm touching more on aesthetics. I'm touching more on attitude, more on fashion. But I don't know if there's fashion in music, or I'm not talking about the clothing, but I'm just talking about colors and, you know, and texture. So I'm playing a lot with all of this in this album, 5, more than the storyline, love, you know, we can never,
we've always done,
sang all there is to sing about love, and all this is just refurbishment, you know, and how we see things, how we interpret love. Yes, I've been on an island with a lover, so it's coming from a true place. But what I want to say, or what I want the listener to feel, is all of this that I've said earlier: the texture, the vibe, pride, being an African, and you know how Africa has been perceived today with a lot of respect, a lot of dignity. All of that, I put it on 5, you know. It's what, anyways, it's always been there.
Oh, wow. And now, you know, when we come back, we're going to come back with a couple of tracks, choice tracks that have us buzzing and questions around some of those tracks. And maybe you can explain what the whole vibe was, because I feel like this is what is going on. We're going to come back with Asha very shortly. And if you've got any questions, please don't forget, don't hesitate to hit her up on her social media, social handles as well. Give, you know, talk about the vibe you're feeling from this interview, plus her album. Please check it out. It's available everywhere across all digital platforms. Right now, I got to say, I'm really excited to be chatting with you, Asha. It's such an honor. Thank you so much for your time. Coming right back. If you enjoyed her Kroger Festival, let me tell you, this album is one for the books. Wouldn't you want to watch it live? I know I would. Plugging her coming back. All right, the lounge continues very shortly.
I know you're too cool for this. I know you're too big for this. Tell me where you wanna be. I know where you wanna be. Hope it's not too good for you. I hope I'm not too much for you. I know where I wanna be. Why wouldn't you just let me in? Baby, I'm not too fast. Before we come too far, maybe we take it slow. Make you sad, don't wanna make you mad. I'll never hit below. For you are the ocean. You are the ocean. Boy, you are the ocean. You are the ocean. I want you to know,
You're enjoying yourself listening to Asha this wonderful Sunday morning. It's such an honor and pleasure to have her join us from Lagos, and the beauty of technology means that we can chat with her in real time. Asha, let's go into the album. Now that we know it's a vibe, now that we know the process, now that we know a little bit more about you this time around, even from the title All I Ever Wanted, featuring Amare's recognizable whisper singing, it's a track that kind of spices up the album for me. Tell us more about this track.
Oh, it's actually one of my favorite. I actually love that song. I actually wrote it to give it to Amare. I didn't want it for me. I was thinking, this is what I do sometimes. I need to get out of myself, Asha. Literally out of my ass and be able to write. And so I will take up personalities. And so I was thinking of Amare. I should write a song. And that's why the song starts with a wispy, my voice being very soft, because I was, you know, trying to imitate her. And I said, okay, I'll write a song and I'll give it to her. You know, so, and that was it. So one day we're having dinner at home with friends, and someone brought the phone to me, and it was Amare's phone. That was the first time we met. And then, you know, she's like,
I'm I
wrote this for you. Do whatever you want. I know I started with Yoruba. You can change it to whatever you want to. And she said, you know, send it to me. And then she came back and said, whoa, let's do this together. You know, why don't we, you know, even the friend at the dinner was like, why don't you guys do it? I said, really? That would be cool. And that's how this song was born. It was for Amare. And then we ended up doing the song together. And she wrote her verse, and she just brought that, you know, that bad girl attitude, which was beautiful. I love this song. It's for me, it's new. You know, it's always there, but I've never released something like that before.
All right. Well, now we know about All I Ever Wanted. Tell us about IDG, featuring another music African music icon, Wizkid. How do y'all connect? What was that? What was that working relationship like? And how was it making this beautiful, beautiful track?
It was this pandemic, you know, opening my doors and connecting with people. And this was it, the same connecting with Amare, the same connecting with Wizkid. With IDG, the song was already done, but I thought Wizkid was going to be great because he's got a lovely texture. His vocals, and we had met already in Ghana. It was really pretty, natural, relaxed. I sent it. Generally, the collaborations on this album were natural. They were easy, and I think it was time, because I've never collaborated on my albums before, and not because I don't want to, I didn't want to. It's just that I just never had time, you know, to stay long in one place, you know, to collaborate. But now it's very different, you know. The most important thing is friendship first, and the friendship first, and then, you know, other things come naturally.
All right, my final question regarding the album right now, some of the tracks, Good Times featuring the Cavemen, could be the soundtrack to the show for the good hangout that we're having right now, as a matter of fact. That's how I feel. Yeah, it's so special to you.
I love this track. It's beautiful. It's, I mean, another natural song. I love it. Good Times, it's very familiar. It's similar to my first album, my previous album. It's kind of almost the most acoustic. It is the most acoustic. Acoustic on this album, on Five. And so that actually keeps me connected. It's still a part of me from my previous album. And I'm so happy that it's on Five. The Cavemen are a marvel. They are amazing. They're disciplined. And it happened naturally. Come into the house. We met for the first time. Got in the studio, just put one mic, and all of us around this mic, and we're singing this song. It's just really the vibe was so relaxed, very easy, very honest, but friendship first, you know. And I like the message, you know. I for me, my best friend is Janet, my manager. We've been best friends for over 17 years. And I thought it's a great song to celebrate my best friend. It's really about her, Janet, you know, saying, you know, good friends. Yeah.
I love that. So if you've been listening right now, and when you listen, because we're going to put this up on, remember that if you're listening from London, or if you're in the London area, Asha is going to be the main headline for a show at the iconic Royal Albert Hall on the 3rd of May. So please mark your calendars once again. The 3rd of May, Asha is going to be the main headline for a show. Please mark your calendars again and again, and you can expect us to play some more of her music. And, you know, Capital FM is playing her music anyway, but just those reminders are going to keep coming. How soon do you know, or how soon can we expect you for a show here in East Africa, since now we know you're going to London?
How soon will you want me over there? I could be there in the next 2 hours. I've not forgotten Kenya. I love, love, love. I always think about it. You know, we were on the game reserve.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
I just want to go back and stay there longer. Stay in the town. Be with people. It's the food. I really love the weather as well. Oh, my God. I need to come.
I beg. All promoters, Asha, you've heard her. She'll be here as soon as possible. Final one. Any final message to your East African fans listening?
Oh, big love.
Big love. Thank you. Thank you. The love you showed me and my band the last time, we'll never forget. You treated us with so much love, and we thank you. I thank you. And what can I say? I'm just, thank you, thank you, thank you. And see you soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
Love you, love you.
Yeah. We're manifesting Asha in 2022, okay? You heard this on the lounge. We are doing it as a group so that we have her here. Thank you so much, Asha. And I'll take this time to wish you a happy International Women's Day in advance. It's in a couple of days, so I'll wish you that. Happy International Women's Day. And thank you.
Yes, same to you.
Yeah, and thank you for this, and thank you for being on the show today.
Live in the moment. Tomorrow belongs to God. Nothing can break me, nothing can bend me, nothing can bring me down. May love what you hate. We all deserve a chance. La 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 la. I don't go where no love, where my home. Caribo, down so it long, long way. Now I
I work hard, my brother man, I work hard, just to chill, I live a life that's surreal. Every time I cool off my temper, somebody wanna enjoy, it's not so serious. Yeah, you know I try to forget, get a hold of my head, I live a life so free, yeah. I don't know if I need it all, but I know I'ma take it all. Check yourself, you can have it all, love, vanity, you can have it all. I don't see different kind of love, so I know if it's real enough. Yeah, 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 yeah.